We're professional. We're innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia. Is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio, the headlines. Sakalma launches LMU 2026 to 2030 strategic plan. SMEs in Zambia age to deliberately scale up their operations. In international news, Qatar shut down major state-owned NH facilities. And in sports news, Namibia women's national team head coach responds to Zambian coach. With the news in detail, I am Alex Sianga. Education Minister Douglas Chakalma has officially launched the Levy Mwanawasa Medical University LMMU Strategic Plan 2026 to 2030, describing it as a transformative roadmap aimed at strengthening Zambia's health education sector and aligning it with national development priorities. Speaking during the ceremony, Mr. Chakalma says the plan reflects a shared commitment to raising education and training standards while responding to global trends such as digital transformation and artificial intelligence. He commended the University Council, the Technical Strategic Plan Development Team, the government partners, students and staff for their collective efforts in shaping the strategy.
As the expanded strategic partnership acknowledges that education and national development require collaboration with government, development partners, and the private sector. The government works to align the region with competence-based approaches tailored to health professions, ensuring the graduates possess critical thinking, problem solving, and digital acumen. It is seeks to expand the service and equity by fostering investment in infrastructure.
Meanwhile, Council Chairperson Zida Mwinda described the launch as a defining milestone in the university's growth since its establishment in
2018. Strategic pillar number 4 is assure financial sustainability and strategic pillar number 5 is the experience.
And Acting Vice Chancellor Sekalani Banda says the university is positioning itself to becoming a global recognized institution for training healthy professionals, advanced research, and strengthening healthcare system.
We have also put a team that is talking to optimizing the systems and communication at the LMU. We recognize that ICT and AI are going to play a very big role in the future of any university. So we are taking steps to ensure that our functional unit, our educational system, can all use ICT and AI optimally.
And senior student Beatrice Sina Mukwasa reaffirmed the student body's commitment to supporting the implementation of the strategic plan. She says the launch has provided students with clarity and confidence in the institution's direction, noting that success would depend on collective responsibility from leadership ability, partners and learners.
Innovation, research, and service to the nation.
The National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA, has unveiled its new strategic plan for 2027 to 2031, aimed to guide its operation and national impact. Speaking during the annual media meeting held in Lusaka, NAPSA Director General Muyangwa Muyangwa says that NAPSA plans to grow its asset under management to $10 billion by 2031. Mr. Muyangwa says, from the year 2000, NAPSA has had about 2 million registered members, with about 1.1 million active members as of 2024. He further says that the authority is targeting 0 days turnaround time for all services by 2028, a move expected to greatly enhance efficiency. Independent aspiring member of parliament for Chasufu, Captain Towani Chipeta, has encouraged residents to take part in the ongoing voter register inspection exercise, which runs from 2nd to 8th March 2028. Chipeta emphasized that the exercise is essential for verifying voter details to prevent challenges on polling day. She added that the process allows residents to transfer polling stations where needed.
Kuvotera pa polling station yenyake omwadi munyake ii ndiye nyengo mungaluta kula volembesa so that mwachinja for example para muntu wakarembesa kuti namvotera pa chiginya iwe mwenecho ukumba kuti ya elekani chinje namvotera kwa zovulume o namvotera kwa kuchambuzo kwa mwatalunzi munga chita sono hapa munga sinta sono hapa mungarembesa ndiye nyengo kwa mbira patu mairo paka pa 8 March ndipo waza mmariza. So para mkumba kuti mchinje kuvotera munga vichita sono apandie nyengo.
Still in local news, Noah Kawita has called on small and medium enterprises, SMEs in Zambia, to deliberately scale up their operation in order to drive meaningful economic transformation. Speaking to Wonder Radio News, Mr. Kawita has described SMEs as the future anchors of the economy, warning that countries with weak SMEs sector remains vulnerable, especially when large multinational companies shift investment elsewhere. He encouraged SMEs to set clear targets of growing from small to medium and eventually to large-scale enterprises. He explained that graduating SMEs to large-scale operation would increase employment opportunities, boost tax revenue, and strengthen the overall economy.
Yes, but now we need to move to the medium. Finally, we reach the large-scale. Because once we do the large-scale, then we are going to be saying we will be able to take over the reins of the economy and will be contributing to the meaning of growth of the economy. It will no longer be dependent on foreign direct investors, but it will be dependent on local direct investors. That is what levels we need. That will even cause even the stock exchange and the losing that we have, growing.
Church News.
You are still with me, Alex Yanga, and now in Church News. The Bishops' Council of Zambia, BCZ, Lusaka Province, has expressed its clear support for the ongoing delimitation exercise being undertaken by the Electoral Commission of Zambia. Council Provincial Secretary Bishop Andrew Chizani Banda says their position is not in defense of any political administration, but in defense of the Zambian voter. Bishop Banda notes that by creating new wards and adjusting polling district boundaries, delimitation reduces the burden of traveling long distance to vote and access facilities. He says the council acknowledges concerns expressed in some quarters that delimitation may advantage the binding government, adding that a properly structured electoral register and polling framework saves every administration.